and welcome to another Pop a la Carte, number 83. This week, we've got lots of Marvel news because it seems to always be Marvel news at this point. Why are we surprised? The Veronica Mars trailer, woo! Saying goodbye to Peter Mayhew, K-Drama Corner, and then our weekly discussion of this week's Game of Thrones, which we only have three more of. So I'm like weekly, it's like for 3 weeks.
But so sad.
Anyway, I know. Anyway, I am Valerie.
I'm Tatiana.
And I'm Angela.
Angela, have you seen Endgame now, by the way?
No.
She still hasn't seen it. Okay, well, we're not going to talk spoilers. So
oh my goodness. But... Are you going to watch it ever?
Yeah, eventually. It's just, I don't know, I'm just doing stuff here. It took me 2 hours to get base access the other day.
Oh my God.
There are no movie theaters that show anything before 4 o'clock around here, so it's just...
Oh, that's annoying.
Yeah.
Tricky. Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, I have now seen it 3 times, which is helping to contribute to its absolutely insane box office, because it passed yesterday, it passed Titanic, and it is now number 2.
Yes, and next it's going to pass Avatar, right?
Please!
It's
please.
What we deserve.
Does this mean that more people are seeing it than who saw Infinity War? Or maybe people just didn't want to suffer that many times with Infinity War?
That's a very good question. I don't know. I think in some ways it might be slightly top-heavy. Although, I mean, it only seems to have gone down 59%, which considering how much money it made last week, that's not a lot.
Right.
That's domestic. It made... I think they're saying 145, which means it did not beat the second weekend record, which was Force Awakens, which is annoying because I wanted it to beat that too, but it's okay. I'd rather have it beat Avatar. Force Awakens can have a record. At least it's not a bad movie. I think Avatar is a terrible film, and it really annoys me that it's number one at the box office because I'm like, it's such a bad movie. Why did anybody go see it that many times? And I was somebody who was really excited when it came out. We got a big group together, and back then the best IMAX screen was in Irvine, so we all drove down to Irvine, which is 45 minutes from LA at the best of times, and we went and saw it, and we all came out of that movie being, what the fucking piece of shit was that? So, I'm sorry. I really don't want Avatar to be number one anymore.
Yeah. But yeah, it was not a good movie.
It was not a good movie. It has to make another $600 million to pass it. Which, obviously, considering how much money it's already made, sounds entirely reasonable. But I know people are concerned just because it's, you know, Avatar went, 2 months without having any kind of competition, which is part, it made all its money over 45 days, I think it was.
Wow.
Whereas, we've got Detective Pikachu coming out this week. I think John Wick is next week. The weekend after that, I believe, is both Aladdin and Godzilla.
Mm.
Or is it 2 weeks after that? I don't know. So, yeah.
So it'll be a bit tough, but I have faith.
Whereas Matt thinks it's going to break $3 billion, first film to do that. And I'm like, I don't know, man. That's tough.
That is tough. That would be crazy.
I see it at least one more time, but I don't know. There's too much going on. I don't know if I can see it more than that. And even then, we might be getting in free, so it might not count.
It'll be easy when my car arrives. And or when I figure out how the bus works, which is my project for this week. So it's just hard right now because the only theater in walking distance that plays it does a showtime in English a couple days a week, and none of the showtimes start before 8 p.m. And I'm like, I'm not walking back at midnight by myself.
Yeah.
So John's like, just get a cab. I was like, I don't trust them either. I don't know.
Spend a few more months in Europe, you're going to trust the cabs because you're going to end up depending on them, even when you have a car.
Yeah. So, I'm going to get to it. It was just, you know, there's a lot happening.
Have you not been spoiled yet?
Only about one thing that I already knew was going to happen, so...
So, you're not mad? Okay. No. I'm curious what that thing is, but at the same time, I don't want to
know. I figured Tony was going to die.
Okay.
Tony died.
You knew that already.
Everybody knew that was coming, so...
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. Right.
I was unsurprised, but
sometimes I like being spoiled for bad, sad things anyway, because then I can, be emotionally prepared.
Right, that's a thing.
So, That's me with K-dramas. I'm like, okay, like, I know there's certain suffering that I'm like, okay, I can do this.
You can get through it because, you know, there's a happy ending at the end, or there's happiness.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't watch The Rocks Fall, Everyone Dies anymore. Or in K-drama land, it was like, everyone dies by flaming arrow in a war.
Everyone dies by flaming arrow in a war. Okay.
If it's like a Sega, right? Like
all the protagonists, and then just like all the arrows, like, and they're just standing there, and then it was like, yeah. And then end scene. And I'm like, why?
Wow. That's awful. Yeah. I actually wish somebody had spoiled me on the Red Wedding, because, like, I think I wouldn't have been quite so traumatized if I had known that was coming.
I'm surprised that you managed to be unspoiled for that. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I had no idea. But then I knew after that I was like, you know what? There's no way I'm going to stay unspoiled if anything else happens.
Yeah.
Like, it's a miracle I didn't know that was coming. So right. Then I read the books. But, you know, that only got us so far.
I feel it. For me, it's like, yeah, like, I've been more spoiled now because of leaks, like, every week than, than back when they were following the books. But what was I going to say about that? Like, I have, like, very specific, like, rules for when I want spoilers and when I don't. Like, basically, if I think it's something that's going to make me angry, because it's not done well, then I want to know beforehand so that I can not be that upset when I actually see it. But if it's going to be, like, if it's someone's death, but, like, it's well done, it's good, then I don't want to be spoiled beforehand so I can feel the real emotion in the, you know, like, when it's happening.
I can see that. Yeah, I don't know. I go back and forth. It depends on, like, what it is that... But I tend to, if I know there's spoilers, it's a hard thing for me to not go searching for them.
Right, exactly.
I'm like, wait, I want to know what it is.
It's the self-control is so difficult. Yeah,
so...
Like, right now, I'm exercising all my self-control to not look at the episode 4 leaks for Game of Thrones. And the reason why I cannot look at them is because I think it's, like, just someone saying this is what's going to happen and not the actual episode. So then I'm like, what will be the point of reading it? And then what if it's not even true? What if I just wasted time thinking about a thing
especially
that's not even
something
true?
Something that, like, pisses you off.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you find out it's not even real. You were like, I spent all that energy being
right.
mad, and it wasn't even a real thing.
Exactly. So I'm like, I'm just going to let it go.
Yeah. I feel like the one thing I like to know is when, like, people are leaving shows.
Right.
So I can emotionally prepare myself, even if they're not necessarily going to die, or movies. Same thing. It's like, I want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, that was tangent.
Tangential.
But yeah, so I guess I am every day basically waking up to look and see, like, I refresh Box Office Mojo every morning. What is it now? What is it now?
How are we doing?
Because I really just wanted to see Avatar fall so badly. It's more about Avatar falling than Endgame doing well at this point.
Are there any markets it hasn't opened in yet?
I don't think so, no.
I mean, it was playing theater on, like, Tuesday of the week it came out.
Europe, it opened a day early, well, 2 days early,
mm-hmm.
which then meant...
7 p.m. Tuesday show was the first show.
Which I was surprised by. I was surprised by that. Or, like, surprised that no spoilers came out. People really were actually good about not
revealing. I've seen people, like, I was looking at some thread on Wales Online on their Facebook page.
Yeah.
And, like, the comments on this story, because, like, I don't know, something's happening and a bunch of youths were getting together and they had to, like, make these rules of, like, dispersing the youths because something bad was going to happen in town,
mm-hmm.
in this one small town in Wales. And I was looking at the comments and somebody randomly is like, blah, blah, blah. Well, I mean, we already said it. So it was like Iron Man dies.
Oh.
And I was like, sorry, not sorry. And I was like, you've got to be freaking kidding me.
That's pretty shitty,
like, this is, what a dick move.
Yeah.
I totally gave the person crap. I was like, I'm sorry, your life is so pathetic that this is how you have to find joy. Like, please find something else. Like,
right?
This just makes you look bad.
Mm-hmm.
It might piss people off, but a bunch of people reported her for harassment. So I was like, oh my God, you know. It was like, that's a dick move. Anyway. So yeah, I'm just going to keep watching and hope that Avatar is toppled, because please, please, please.
Yes. But either way, I'm going to say it again, sort of again, but either way, Zoe Saldana will have been in the top grossing film. And in fact, it's the two top grossing films. You go,
it's
Zoe.
True. So go for her. Good for her.
Four for you.
And three of the top four.
Yes.
Because she's in Infinity War.
Yep, that's true.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. If they had released Infinity War in theaters, I wonder if it might have found a way to, like, again, right before Endgame.
Oh,
if it might have gone higher.
Yeah, that would have been, that would have been interesting.
I like Titanic, but it is about time this damn thing. It was 22 years ago.
Yeah.
It wasn't that great. It was great when I was, 15 when it came out, but, you know. No.
My heart will go on.
God, not Celine Dion. I'm gonna have that song in my head now, and I'm gonna hate you forever.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, so on the TV side of Marvel news, mm-hmm. we have word that Hulu are indeed developing new series. They seem to be doing the dark stuff now. Basically, the stuff that like is never gonna go on Disney Plus because it's not appropriate for children.
Right? Yeah, it's just they're kind of making their own little like supernatural universe.
Yeah.
You know?
As soon as I told Matt, we're getting Ghost Rider and Hellstrom series, and as soon as I told Matt that, he was like, Blade's gonna end up being on Hulu then.
Yes, that's what I would expect.
Like, it's not gonna get a movie, it's gonna end up going on Hulu.
Yeah. But
yeah,
I would like to see a Blade anything, so I'll take whichever one. I don't know why they would have made a movie by now, but I guess it's because, I'm guessing because as much as, like, the Marvel Universe is, like, superheroes and everything in magic now, I guess aliens, but like maybe like werewolves, vampires, like that kind of like supernatural element just feels like it's a different tone or a different genre.
Well, and I think it's probably at least partly because, you know, as much as we feel like they're very adult, they mm-hmm. are also supposed to be for kids too. Right. So Blade doesn't really fit into, it feels like that needs to be at least PG-13 if not rated R.
Right.
And that doesn't really fit into, you know, it's the same kind of thing where, like, they're gonna have a problem with Deadpool, because, like, people want to watch that, especially if you start including him in the bigger films, and it's like, okay, yeah, but small children should not see Deadpool.
Right.
They just shouldn't include him. I mean, I think that's what started the Deadpool stuff, is that they included him in, like, the video games, and then he became people's favorite character. And then you had parents taking their 3-year-olds to go see Deadpool.
Yeah.
Like, I think they should just let it be its own thing. Stick to the type of cameos they had, like, in Deadpool 2, where they just, like, open a door and there was everyone, and then they go away.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah, like, there should be Deadpool movies, but they should not be connected to. Yeah.
But isn't there, like, a big Deadpool run with Spider-Man?
Yes.
See? And that's part, yeah, that's part of the problem. That's your most kid-friendly of all of these films?
Yeah.
You can't really put them in.
Unless, I mean, I guess you could do, you could do movies where, like, that's the gag. Like, the joke is, like, Deadpool has to be like, I have to stay PG-13 because Peter's with me, you know?
Yeah.
But even then, you might have kids that then want to go see the actual Deadpool movies.
Yeah, so. That's where the problem is, because mm-hmm. I'm sure they can make him fine. I mean, you could just, like, have the joke be that nobody can hear anything he's saying.
Right.
Like, most of what he's saying is inappropriate or something like that. Mm-hmm. But then, yeah, they're like, well, I want to go see this. And, you know, I use the example, I was 14, I think, when Interview the Vampire came out, mm-hmm. which was pretty adult for a 14-year-old, yeah. as is. Especially when I then went and read the books, and they're highly erotic. Well, my mom then, because I, like, gobbled up all of those books in 1 week, she then went and bought me the Claiming of Sleeping Beauty, which is one of her actual porn books that she had published under one of the other names. And I knew, and I was like, Mom, this is actually not appropriate. I was like, I shouldn't be reading this whole thing. And my parents were pretty open with that kind of stuff. But I was like, yeah, this is beyond what I should be doing. So even then, you could have the parents be like, oh, look, it's Deadpool. My kid loves him. And not understanding.
That's true.
So, yeah. I mean, Deadpool and Spider-Man might be one of the biggest comic things, but it can just stay that way. Like, yeah. It's not hurting for money with Deadpool with not doing one of his most popular runs.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But anyway, Ghost Rider is going to be Gabriel Luna, so they are bringing him. Although, they've said it won't have ties to S.H.I.E.L.D., which I'm guessing just means, I mean, it's still continuing his story from what he had in S.H.I.E.L.D., but nobody from S.H.I.E.L.D. is going to pop up in it.
Right.
Is it the same actor who played him?
Yeah, it's the same actor, which is good. I'm happy about that.
That same world, but S.H.I.E.L.D. people are not going to be involved.
Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
Because I'm assuming it's going to be rated R, and then you'll have the same problem, especially because S.H.I.E.L.D. is on Hulu.
Right.
So you could have people who are like, oh, I want to watch this thing too, and it's like, oh, not appropriate. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Hellstrom is the children of Satan and Satana? I don't actually know anything about
these characters. I did not know that Satana had children with Satan. That is, it is good to know.
Not Zatanna.
Oh, okay.
Zatanna's the DC character.
Yes.
It says Satanna.
Who is Satanna? Just so it's female just Satan? Satan?
With the name.
Lady Satan's kid.
Just Lady Satan?
I didn't read much beyond that. I was like, okay. I mean, I'll probably watch it because it's Marvel. Except that I'm still, like, haven't seen season 2 of Runaways.
Same. And I love it, so. Let's
comics,
see.
Not the show as much, but.
Okay. Yeah. Damon Hellstrom, known as the son of Satan and Hellstorm. Okay. Oh. Well, then who the hell is Satana? Well, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm confused because the thing I saw was from Hulu, I thought.
Yeah.
That said it.
And he first appeared in Ghost Rider.
Which then I guess is how we're going to see him for the first time.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Damon and his sister, Satana, were trained by their father in the art of magic. There we go. However, while Satana embraced her heritage...
My daughter after me.
Huh?
He was like, why can't my daughter be named after me? Here we go.
However, while Satana embraced her heritage, Damon clung to his humanity. When their mother discovered who her husband really was, she was driven mad. Oh, sad.
Yeah, so this is, like, the Fire Lord family from Avatar, Airbender? This is like Zuko.
Yeah, I guess it is a little bit. It is a little bit like Zuko and Azula. Yeah. She's
Which one came first? I don't know.
Satanist, and he's an atheist. And he went to a school for Jesuits.
I don't know, it's funny, considering how much I love, like, Constantine and I watch Supernatural, I'm so not, like, I'm gonna watch these shows probably, but I'm like, eh.
Right. You're like, okay.
I think, because I'm more excited for the Marvel Studios TV shows, which are gonna be on Disney Plus, and I'm like, eh, Marvel Television, I don't know anymore.
Yeah, you're like, we'll I see. Don't need you.
But these are characters that Marvel Studios would never use, so
right.
I guess there's that.
Mm-hmm.
It might be interesting. Anyway, also from Hulu was we finally got a actual trailer for Veronica Mars as opposed to just the teaser where she was playing with a taser. Because apparently that's all we see of Veronica in Wars is her playing with tasers. Because it's also in this trailer.
Yeah, that's what she does. And you know what? I applaud her. She plays with them very well.
I have not seen Backup yet. Her dog. I'm like, is Backup still around? It's been a long time. He's probably not around anymore.
So sad.
I was just going to say, I was like, the one cameo we haven't gotten is Backup, but oh.
Yeah.
The actual dog who played Backup is not around anymore.
Oh, so sad.
Probably. Because it's been ages, so yeah, I guess he would be gone.
So just not talk about it, then have confirmation about Backup.
Yeah, let's not bring it up.
Yeah. I did not remember that, what's his face? Oh, and I'm blanking on his name. J. Jonah Jameson.
Oh, yeah.
He'll ever be known as. Was in it.
Was he in it?
He wasn't in the trailer.
He's in the trailer, but was he in the show before?
No, he wasn't in the original show. Okay. I didn't know he was going to be in the new one.
Yeah, I didn't know he was going to be in it either.
Surprised just, yeah.
Yeah, he's a new character.
I mean, I love him, so that's awesome. But yeah. I was like, what? What do we think of the story?
It's typical Veronica Mars, over the top. People are just bombing Neptune because they're mad. It's a spring destination. Okay, sure.
I mean, I feel like it seems a little bit more over the top than previous things. Like, usually it's like private cases or whatever. And this is like, okay, well, I don't know how many people just died, but probably a lot. So, you know, at this point, it's kind of like Gotham or Metropolis. Like, we should probably move. Let's move, guys. But that's all right. I'm looking forward to, you know, seeing how it becomes a story about the haves and have-nots.
Well, I think that works for Veronica, though, because Veronica wouldn't, like, a quiet life doesn't work for Veronica.
Yes. No. For Veronica,
she's
sure.
She's messy.
For the rest of Neptune, they should probably go. Just leave.
Everybody else run away from her.
Yes.
Logan is a mess, too.
Yeah, Logan can stay, too.
I'm a little Like, how many episodes is this?
It's,
I think it's 10.
It's either 8 or 10. Yeah, it's like a mini, it's a mini series.
I am a little bit interested to get more characterization for Logan, because I still, my brain still doesn't compute, like, Logan in military very well.
Yeah.
Sure. He was tired
of his... basically feels like he got really buff, and they were like, what can we do that with that? Hey, let's send him to the military. Sure.
Yeah.
Why not? There are other things you could do.
I mean, it makes sense for him getting really buff, like... especially in
the male model would have made more sense for him, but then it doesn't ship him away, I guess. But
yeah,
he could have to go
on a,
to Italy,
yeah, like runway or whatever. And why did he really have to be shipped away? Like, it's not like anything else was happening. End of movie, go,
drama,
be free.
You don't need an explanation for Veronica and Logan to like not be together, like, they're also a mess.
They are weirdos, so, yeah, that's yeah. true. But it looks it's like they are together, story. It looks like they're together in the trailer. At the very least, they'll be coming back together.
Well, I mean, they left the movie together, but he was gone.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he'd been shipped off. So, yeah.
And I think they were still together in the two books that came out in between.
You know, I only read one of them, and yes, he's not, like, he's not in it very much.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's away
in yeah.
the Navy. What is he in? I don't even know.
Well, that's right. It's always, for me, it's like Arrested Development. He said, I'm an Army mother.
How did you guys like, are you Logan Veronica shippers or no?
I'm a Logan Veronica shipper more than any of her other prospects, because everybody else is like a decent person. I love that Veronica gets to be a complicated mess,
right.
And be the protagonist. Yeah. I love that, but I'm like, everyone else does not need her shit. Like,
I actually shipped, but not really, because like, in the way that like it doesn't exist, but I shipped Veronica and Weevil.
I could do that, but like her
Duncan was
boring, and Piz was like not
Piz was
didn't work.
Piz was just yeah poor Piz, he was so boring.
Yeah.
Duncan was also so boring. Piz was Duncan, just like Duncan but without incest. So,
and Veronica never treated Wallace well enough for me to ship them.
No,
because
he deserved way better than her.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah. But my issue
not
with,
like I'm, this needs to happen, but I'm like, of all of her prospects, he's one of the best ones.
Yeah,
because we just like take each other away from everyone else.
Yeah, I was invested in Veronica and Logan's story, but once they like, I felt like the switch from Duncan to Logan was like instantaneous on screen.
Yeah.
Like they didn't really try to make it flow because they knew everyone wanted Veronica and Logan anyway, so there like wasn't, they didn't have to put effort into it. It was just like one day Duncan was like, I'm gonna leave the show, and the next day Logan was like, we're epic, spanning blood or spanning years and continents and bloodshed and whatever, you know. And I was like, oh, okay, we're here now.
I mean look for What's His Face and Kristen Bell were whole ass adults, but the characters are teenagers, and I mean, that's how it worked with relationships in high school. Yeah.
Yes. It's very realistic. So, and then it was like, even though Logan kind of sucks and Veronica kind of sucks, but you know, I love them. Like, he was like super in love with her all the time, right? And she was like, I have trust issues and I just can't give my heart to you. And I was like, you were giving your heart constantly to Duncan. You didn't have trust issues with your fake brother who almost fake raped you, but you have so many trust issues with Logan. Okay, suddenly. So, yeah. So I was like, I don't believe you, even though I know that you're complicated and he's complicated, and it's more complicated because this is true love, and before it was not true love, I guess. But I was still like, okay.
You want to go down the Veronica and Weevil hole now, and I don't need that.
Veronica and Weevil, like, they understood each other, and he was also, like, not, he didn't get hurt by her behavior, because they weren't in love, it wasn't true love, therefore I didn't get hurt, I know, I understand, but still. But yes.
It's funny that, in a way, he's the least mess of all of them, even though he's totally a mess. Like,
yep.
but he's better.
It was a different kind of mess. He, like, knew it.
Yeah.
He didn't try to pretend. he wasn't, so that helps. He seemed, like, a little bit more self-aware.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like he and, I don't know, in a way, like, both he and Wallace, even though Wallace, like, was, like, not a mess at all, he's doing well, but both of them were like, y'all have white people problems. we have real problems. We're not worried about what you guys are dealing with. But yes.
Did I leave on the trailer? Because I felt like I did for a second, but that could have been my, you know, wishful thinking.
I know he's in the show, but I don't think I saw him in the trailer.
I don't think I saw him either, but I know he is in the show.
Yeah.
I think basically everyone's back.
Yeah.
Except for Duncan, because nobody ever wants to see Duncan.
Poor
again.
Duncan.
Is Tessa Thompson back?
Oh, well, no.
Oh, probably not.
Yeah. No. Sadly. I would like to see...
Fire flames.
I think that Wallace should get back with her. They should, you know... raised her child, who's probably, like, 12 now, together. How long ago was it?
It was a lot longer than 12 years ago.
There's serious dad vibes in the movie. Yeah. He was, like, a high school teacher with this, like, tie.
Yeah, let's do it.
The minute the trailer finished for the show, Matt was like, well, Keith is about to die. I was like, no! You cannot kill Keith Mars!
No, that was
Everyone
horrible.
Everyone else could die, but not Keith. I'm not going to accept that, but it's totally probably what's going to happen. No. It's funny because it's like absolutely, it's one of those shows where like I absolutely adored it and I was so upset when it like ended, mm-hmm. but you also look back on it and you're like, yeah, it was so downhill from the first season. It was like,
yeah.
Season one was amazing. Season two was okay. Season three was not good.
Mm-mm. That's the problem with having such stellar first seasons. Just can't. Yeah. Just can't get that back.
I think it was like season three was after the creation of the CW. And
yeah.
That didn't help.
Yeah.
They were on like TV before and they had a long leash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. It's sad. Mm-hmm. I just hope this is good.
Yeah.
Shorter stories often help.
That's
like
true.
It really. And if it one long, like, because that was season three, they tried to do multiple arcs because mm-hmm. they thought that was better, but that wasn't better.
It was not better.
I heard that's so, what it's going to do. They were like, you can't drag one story out. We're apparently for teenagers have short attention spans.
Yeah, they were like, don't make it so serious or make it. Is that what it is? Don't make it so serialized. Make it more procedural. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I think is. I feel like if
right
anyone
after,
likes.
Right after that is when.
Hmm?
Right after that is when serialized television really hit its, like, stride, and that's what everybody wants now.
Yeah. Yeah, I was gonna say, if anyone wants serialized television, teenagers love serialized television.
Yeah, it's true.
I hope this is good. I also kind of hope that's it. Like, I hope it's good and then it's done.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of worry when people keep coming back to the same, like, they take a break and they come back to the well. And not, like, a planned break, but, like, we're all done, and then they're like... JK, never mind.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, because at a certain point, you're like, when is it too late? Like, I was a huge Firefly fan, mm-hmm. and I wanted that to come back for so long, but now I'm like, don't ever bring it back. It's too late.
Yeah.
It's far too late.
I mean, unless you like, reboot it, I guess. You know, that one, you have to be like, you'd have to bring it back by rebooting it, but don't come back and be like, 50-year-old, you know, like, what's Mal doing? Are Mal and Nara going to get together when they're 55? Let's just assume it happened and move on.
You wouldn't even need to reboot it. I mean, just that space western thing has been done. Cowboy Bebop did
yeah.
it first.
Mm-hmm.
So things are coming back.
Yeah.
True. It's June 26th, Veronica Mars is back?
Yes, yeah. I think so.
June 25th, 26th, something like that. I can't remember the exact date. It's the end of June. So I will binge it, I'm sure. We'll sit and watch. Although, no, it's Hulu, because so they do actually release it weekly, don't they?
Oh, it's July 26th.
Oh, July.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so they'll be at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Cool. Well, that makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I can actually do a press before them. Anyway, okay. Now, from that, onto sad news. That Peter Mayhew passed away this week.
Yeah.
Chewie. Bye-bye, Chewie. I never got to meet him, although, like, pretty much everyone I know did.
Mm-hmm.
But it was one of those things where, like, he did so many cons and you saw him at so many things. I had to actually sit and be like, did I ever meet him?
Right.
Like, oh, no, I don't think I did.
Yeah.
But he'd been sick for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of, you know, and he he was 74,
I think. Yeah, 74.
Yeah, so it's kind of, it's sad, but it, at the same time, this feels more, like, natural, like, you were ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not as depressing as Carrie was out of nowhere.
Right.
And nobody saw that coming.
Right.
Because, obviously, heart attacks do that. But, yeah. Did you see, though, that he was supposed to be at a convention this weekend? And so they left his booth up?
I did. They made it a memorial. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And almost, I'd say at least 50% of my friends' Facebook profile photos turned to change to pictures of them. Not necessarily with him, but with Chewie of some kind. Usually at Disneyland. Mm-hmm. Because that's where you can take pictures with Chewie right now.
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
Yeah, he seemed like such a great guy. Like, I was reading that he worked as a hospital orderly, and he worked there the whole time that he was filming the original trilogy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's
cool. And he also, you know, started the Peter Mayhew Foundation, right, for various illnesses and
that's awesome.
Unforeseen yeah. circumstances. So.
He was much more approachable than most of them are.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he's not necessarily the face, because obviously he was in a costume anyway, so that probably helps.
Right.
But, yeah, and it sounded like he was always really lovely to fans, so that's, mm-hmm. you know. But I've heard nothing but good stories in the last few days, so at least there's that.
Yeah.
And obviously the cast and, like, Lucas and Lucasfilm have all put up, like, really great things about how wonderful he was. It sounds like he was right. basically the best person on the entire film.
Yeah.
It's sad, but, you know, it is one of those things where we're getting to that age where all of our heroes are going to start dying.
I don't like that. I don't like that. Mm-mm.
There's certain people that I keep being like, oh god, when that person dies, it's just, the world's going to implode.
Like, it's all over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Moving on, it is your lady's turn to gush about your K-dramas. It's been a while since we've done a K-drama corner.
It has been a while. It's because someone decided to move to Germany.
And hasn't had time to watch it.
In the hotel, actually, too.
Oh, yeah.
So that's some of it. It's just, this whole building is like one stupid little router, and it's not great for streaming.
Oh.
So that has been
part of the struggle.
And I'm going out. Yes, and we have it. We just can't move until June 1st.
Oh, okay.
Which is fine. Rex here is really, really nice. Like, it's really fancy, so I'm not in a rush. But yeah, so I finished Romance as a Bonus Book, and then I watched the first episode of Persona, and that's about all that I can. I'm trying to watch Waikiki 2,
because
it
has
my man in it. And I think, like, I want more lighthearted stuff right now, and Waikiki 2 is not very serious and doesn't seem like you'll angst too much, but I haven't gotten very far.
I have not seen Waikiki 1, so I cannot watch Waikiki 2 yet. But
it's a little too masculine, like, just dudes.
Yeah. That's kind of why I didn't at first, because, like, I only ever hear about the dudes in it, so I'm, like, not that interested, but the promos, at least for the second one, have a lot of girls, so now I'm like, oh, okay. Maybe they're doing something.
It does look like there's good. The first episode did not have it. Like,
oh, yeah.
Well, they had one. But, hopefully there'll be more later if I continue to watch it, but I might use my brother's DC Universe account and watch Young Justice instead.
There you go. You gotta do something. I have been watching my K-dramas. Let me see where I am. I'm checking my little list. I finished He is Psychometric. That one just ended, like, last week. And I talked about it, I think, when I just started it. But it's really weird how it shifted, like, the story shifted in, like, the second half. Because, like, the first half is, like, dude from GOT7 is psychometric, which means that he gets memories from people or feelings from people when he touches them. And he's like, I'm gonna use this to solve crimes. But the one person he couldn't feel things from was his brother. Or not really his brother, but, like, the guy that adopted him, that he calls a brother, after his parents died. And I was like, uh-oh, I hope this doesn't mean that the brother is the guy that murdered his parents.
Oh,
But, like, then they, like, when it seemed that they went a different route, like, the brother was actually, like, trying to get him to use his powers more because he suffers from alexithymia, which is, like, he doesn't know how to express his own emotions, and that's why GOT7 guy couldn't feel his feelings, because he can't feel his feelings. So I was like, oh, that's interesting. But then, no. The second half, like, became super dark, and it was, like, about the murderer slash kidnapper who kidnapped brother's mom, and also, like, yeah, whatever. The second half got really dark, is what I'm saying. And then, like, the girl that liked the brother, Dasom, that's who we did as our crush, as our K-drama crush this last weekend. She was great. She was, like, the best part of the show. She was the one that, like, helped Ian is the main guy, the most with his powers, and also she was in love with the brother, and she's the one that, like, helped the female lead get her things together, and whatever. She was always, like, helping everybody. And then she died, and I was like, why did you do that? So that everyone could just be more upset at the kidnapper slash murderer guy? It's not like we weren't already upset. We were upset. But so now we're, like, all more upset. And then she died so that the brother wouldn't become a killer. But then, spoilers, it turns out the brother was the killer in the first place. He was, I mean, like, they're both, like, his father, the guy that kidnapped his mom, and then, you know, was his father also, because that was, yeah, was the killer, but then so was the son. Like, the brother did, like, the apartment fire that killed main guy's parents, the brother did that. And then I was like, why? Why? So then Jisoo just died for no reason. She didn't want him to kill his dad, so she, you know, let the dad kill her. And it doesn't matter because he was a killer anyway. Thank you for nothing. I hate you guys. So yeah, it was just like stupid. And it was just, I don't know. Like, they didn't even do it well. Because at first I thought they were trying to do a story like, obviously the dad has the alexithymia thing too. Because, like, he doesn't have emotions, so he doesn't care about what he does. But then the mother spent so long teaching her son about emotions, right? And, like, you don't want to hurt people. This is how people, like, when people are sad, they're like this. When people are angry, they're like this. Whatever, whatever. So you don't want to make people feel these things. And then they're showing how main guy and how girl who is now dead, like, changed his life and made him care about people. So then it's like, but then it doesn't matter because he was still the killer. Okay, why? Why did I waste time on this? So, yes, I'm very mad about this.
That sounds really frustrating.
Yes. I don't know. I just don't understand. Because, like, they could have just made the dad have done it all and then have two different stories, right? Like, one where you turn into a psychopath and then one where you do not. Here's how you don't become a psychopath. And I guess technically he wasn't. Like, he still was, like, after he killed those people, he was like, oh, I feel really bad about this. And that's when he started, like, caring about people.
You still kill those people.
Exactly. I was like, this is not happy. You still kill them all. You can't change it. So, whatever. But on the bright side, I am continuing her private life, which remains hilarious and adorable. You have not started her private life yet, right, Angela?
Yeah, I don't. I did the live watching thing. I don't like it.
You don't like it? Okay. So far, I'm halfway through, and my only issue, my only problem is the second leads are so annoying. And I just want them to go away. I'm like, they don't like you. Just stop. I don't understand what you want. So.
Shame, that's like a real, how dramas used to be like 10, 15 years ago. And I'm like, don't go back to that. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Like, why can't we just have second leads? My favorite types of second leads are ones that are not in any kind of love triangle with leads.
But right.
They can be together or they can be unrelated. Like, the second male lead can be like somebody's brother and the second female lead can be somebody's best friend. And it's like, they have their own lives.
Exactly. That's my favorite. My second favorite is the ones who just suffer in silence and are helpful. Like, thank you for being helpful and suffering in silence. But these people are just, like, so entitled. They just really think that main people should love them, and I don't know why. I mean, the second male lead, I really, really like Tim at first when they introduced him as her brother. I thought he was her brother. He, like, lives at her parents' house, and, you know, they act like siblings. But, of course, he's not her brother. He was, like, you know, brought into the house because his mom is, you know, abandoned him, I'm sure, like all parents do in K-dramas. And so he's been in love with the female lead. But like, his biggest competition was the idol, right? Because she's like, a fangirl, so she's obsessed with her idol. And so he's cool with that. But then he's not cool with main guy, with with main guy coming in and stealing her attention, right? So now he's, like, creating problems in that way. And I was like, why? Why can't you just not create problems? Or why couldn't your issue have been that you really don't trust this guy and not that, well, you like her and therefore you want her to like you? So,
I can't decide if it's just the type of drama that they go for in K-dramas mm-hmm. or if it's an actual cultural difference. But, like, in America, or maybe that's just my mom, who's very, like, Mr. Darcy, her good opinion, once lost and lost forever. That's my mom.
Yeah.
But it's very, like, if you're being toxic, like, you're gone. Like, right. I don't care. Like, this respect that I owe you for other whatever, like, that goes so far and then it's over. Like, and people just like, well, I have to put up with this because they did this for me or whatever. And it's like, no, that's, like, caught emotional abuse and manipulation. Let's, you know, stop. It's like in K-dramas, so we have to put up with it.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know? Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. But the main relationship between the two leads is really good. Like, he's very respectful of her. At first, like I told you, the first week, I was like, this guy's an asshole, and I want him to go away. But then they just flip. They're like, never mind. We realized he was being an asshole, and now he's great all the time. So.
Rewrite.
Yeah. So, but I love it, because it's like, she's, you know, a fangirl, and he found out that she's, like, the fansite owner. She's, like, I thought that was gonna be an issue, like, when he finds out that she's actually that girl. But he already knows. She doesn't know that he knows. But then he, like, does stuff to, like, make her fangirling life easier. And meanwhile, she's still trying to keep it from him, because she's embarrassed. She doesn't want him to know that she's the fansite owner for White Ocean, whatever, dude, Shan. So it's just cute, like...
kind of dramatic irony. Like, you can still have... some of your angst or dramatic irony.
Yeah.
And still have people know. Like, it's beautiful when he finds out in the, like, second episode mm. that she's a woman. And, like, he doesn't tell her that he knows for right. a little while anyway.
Yeah. So it's cute. Like, he's watching her watch the other guy, but, like, he's, like, enjoying it, right? And so then there's, like, he, like, joined the fan site so that... so that he could get to know her better, so then he has to, like, learn all about the idol. It was very cute. And then meanwhile, she's, like, less invested in fangirling now because she's into him, right? So it's... like, there was this moment where everyone was waiting, like, all the fans were waiting for her to upload her edits, like, her photos from the fan sign from Shein, but she was, like, busy, like, editing photos she had taken of the main guy. And that's why she hadn't done it yet. And she's like, wait a second. but yeah, so it's very cute.
I want her to, like, share her real life story, like, anonymously, but be like, oh, but I've got this guy that I like now, and then I want, like, the fans to, like, rally around her and follow her love story, and I think that'd be cute.
Well, like, they kind of are, except
yeah.
not as her, because, like, at the beginning, like, there was a scandal where people thought she was dating the idol. Like, as her real self, not as her, like, fansite owner that no one has ever seen the face of, because she's always wearing a mask. But as her real self, she was seen leaving his house, because she went there with main guy as people from the museum to ask him to share his art, right? With, art pieces that he owns with the museum. So then she was seen leaving, wearing a jacket that he has, so people thought they were dating. But really, the jacket belonged to the lead guy. And so then she and the lead guy had to fake date in order to make everyone believe that they're the ones that are together, not her and the idol. So yeah, so people are, like, following their love story, and they must continue to fake date so that no one thinks that she's actually with the idol. And then,
that's adorable.
Yeah, there's, like, 300 storylines going on, because additionally, idol, Shien, and main guy, I can't remember what his name is. Ryan Gold, that's his name, because he's American. So Ryan and Shien are both the, like, only two people obsessed with this artist named Isol, who, like, only paints bubbles. And very clearly, it's very clear that Isol is Ryan's mother, who abandoned him, of course. Of course she did. And then he was adopted, like, he was sent to America and adopted, etc. So he's, like, looking for his mother by trying to find these paintings. That seems very obvious to me. But then I'm like, why is Shien also obsessed with this lady? And then people say that Ryan and Shien look alike. Like, that's the first thing that Park Min Young said about him when she saw him. Oh, he looks like Shien. And I was like, they're brothers. This woman is a serial abandoner of children. And they're brothers who are both looking... for this freaking for the freaking mom who paints bubbles. So that's what I'm assuming is going to happen at the end.
Does she paint bubbles because she's a little mermaid who turns to bubbles?
I bet that's why. She turned to bubbles.
She's going to come up. Little mermaid is going to come up.
Yes. It must. But yeah, but it's very cute because like, So Ryan lives like in the floor above the idol guy Shan, and so like Shan like always hops over, like ever since they first met, like he's always like at his house and like treating him like he would an older brother, right? So I'm like, oh, because you're really brothers, I understand. So yes, there we go. That's all. I'm ready for this revelation. And this is also the one where for like the first 5 episodes he thought that she was a lesbian, but they finally cleared that up.
Oh,
and he was very embarrassed when he realized she was not a lesbian. She was actually just a fangirl, and that's what she was trying to hide. But so for a while I was like, where's the actual gay character then? Someone must actually be gay. Otherwise, why did you spend so long on this? And they did do it. They did do like a character who was actually gay. So we got to see like a real reaction to that, except that it was like a super, it's like not important. It's not a primary storyline at all. So then I was like, I'm sad. But I did cry a lot in that episode. So I was like, they did it well considering.
You have two male leads. I mean, and Lee Jong-suk being much more famous than Kim Jae-wook. But we have two male leads in recent memory who were, like, really
I love gay people. Yes, that's true. So.
Which is, gay dramas, pretty cool.
Yeah.
So
we're moving on up.
Low key drama.
We're moving on
up. So far for gay drama.
Yes.
They
that's all right. That's all right. But yeah, so you should totally watch Her Private Life when it's done. I will let you know if it goes very sour. But so far,
as long as it ends well.
Yeah, so far.
As long as it goes out. Bunch of like arrows don't descend and kill everyone.
Yes.
We should be okay.
Highly doubtful that arrows will descend and kill everyone. Highly doubtful.
So can I ask how the rest of Persona was? Because I really did not like the first episode at all.
I would say the first episode was probably my least favorite of them. So there was one, like, I think it's a second one where it's kind of like from the perspective of this guy that's been dating IU's character. And of course she's a different character in every single one, because it's written by different people and it's directed by different people. And so
it's like 4 vignettes.
Yeah, exactly. 4 vignettes. And so she's like, basically it's about how like she's like a heart eater, right? Like basically she's like a breaking men's hearts or whatever. But then like, you watch it and you see that, yeah, right. But you watch it and you're also seeing, like, this is how he views things. Like, he thought this is, like, true love or whatever. And he's also, like, much older than her. And she's just like, oh, whatever, I'm just having some fun. And now I don't want to have this fun anymore, you know? So it's, like, an interesting.
I'm fine with that. She can kill him, I'm fine.
Exactly, right? Exactly. So then I'm like, I see, like, it's kind of like, oh, this is, his perspective is one thing, right? He's like, oh, she's breaking my heart. And then her perspective just like, why is this old man, like, why won't you leave me alone? So I'm like, okay, I like that one. But yeah, and then there is, I don't really remember the last two. I think there's like one where it's like a first kiss situation or like a children's game situation, and then like that game leads to like some real issues. But the first one was really weird because like you said, it was definitely like, oh, a man wants to watch Baeduna and IU, you know, play.
It was tennis. Just male gazy, and not only was it that, like, I could have gotten over that, but the entire, it was like pitting women against each other over this guy who doesn't really seem that great. And IU is his daughter. So
yeah. She just doesn't want a new stepmom, clearly. I was actually, my biggest problem with it is that IU was so bad at tennis. I was like, the whole thing, Baeduna was like beating her ass the whole time. So I was like, there's no sense of tension here. Like,
tension was just about the close-ups of them being like,
yeah,
sweaty, sensually sweaty. Like, that was the only point of it going on for that long. She had this weird, like, if it had been a longer series that like went in to her complex feelings about her dad maybe being interested in her English tutor,
yeah,
I wouldn't care. But instead she was just like weirdly possessive of her father, and like that scene where she like, there's one part where she like jumps on his back and like has him carry her around, and I was like, are you supposed to be a teenager or like I use 26 actual age, like what is happening?
Yeah,
like this is weird. Why are we pitting these women against each other over this rando? Like, you know, I was like, this is a dude written all over it, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
But
the others were, and I think it's, like, it's interesting in the sense of, like, watching IU play these different characters, and then, like, by the fact that it's called Persona, and you're like, oh, different, you know, like, stories about different kinds of people, right? Or how different kinds of people react to love, sex, possession, whatever. You know? So in that sense, yeah, it's, and it's so only an hour total, so.
It's like, all right. I know. That's still an hour.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to watch.
Buffer things.
Yeah.
And pre-download them. So it's, I've got a really high bar right now.
Yeah. For you, I would say you don't need to watch it. For other people who are not you, I feel like you'll be fine. You can watch it.
Well, I probably want to watch it now once it's easier.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
It's just your specific circumstances.
I seems to be getting complimented for it. Thank God the internet is finally saying she's good at acting after yes. she gets dragged all the time. So,
I think she's great at acting. So, I'm like, you go, IU. You act.
Did you watch Scarlet Heart? I feel like she got a lot of criticism for Scarlet Heart, but I
she did.
Also heard the writing got a lot of criticism. So yeah.
I finished Scarlet Heart, and I think that it's just the writing. Like, it's just that her character is, like, pointless in that show. There's no reason to have her. So her acting was good. Her character was just not an important character. Like, why is she here? So,
of course, you criticized her and yeah. not anyone else.
Yeah.
yeah it's, any it, of the then it becomes a problem with her as opposed to maybe they should have just not added this character.
Right, no right. Like, she could have played the role of the queen and then, like, you know, the dude's male guy's sister who ends up being his wife. She could have played that role. And then we could have just been a historical drama and not been like, this girl time traveled and now all the men love her. I was like, what? it was so irrelevant. It didn't add anything to the plot.
It tells you everything you need to know about the writing, though, where it's like they shouldn't have just had that character. She was the lead character.
Yeah.
And when the lead character is pointless, like, you have a problem.
Yeah. You never saw Misty, right?
No, because it also, it looks dark.
Yes, it's kind of dark. So, because I'm a masochist, or, like, I don't know what's wrong with me, people hated...
I don't know what the reverse of a masochist is. Like, I have a very, like, low threshold.
So, people hated the ending of Misty. Like, all I've ever heard about Misty is that it was so good, and the ending ruined it. So I was like, naturally, let me find out what that's about. So I started watching Misty, and I'm on episode 11, and I think I know what the ending is and why people are upset about it. And so I understand, but I'm also like, okay. So spoiler, Misty came out like a year ago. So if you haven't seen it, then, you know.
That's the ending that everybody's mad about. I already know
it. Okay. But other people who are listening, like, if you haven't seen it yet, you weren't going to anyway because you hated the ending or you heard that the ending was bad. Okay, so it's about this journalist, Gohaedan, who is accused of murdering her ex-boyfriend. He died in a car accident, but people think that it was actually murder. So she's accused of murdering him, and then her estranged husband becomes her lawyer, okay? So people thought it was like, oh, they're going to get back together, right? They're going to reconcile, and the marriage will stop being estranged, and then she'll be let off for this murder, I guess, is what people expected the ending to be. Which is also what I would expect when I'm just, like, reading what the description is. But watching it, and I'm 11 episodes in, and I was like, I mean, she didn't love him for 10 years. So I don't really believe that she suddenly loves him, going to love him now, you know? Like, I don't, yeah. You know? Or if she does, like, she does eventually be like, oh, I do, like, I care about him now. Like, I'm worried for him, so we should break up. And I was like, all right, weirdo, I guess. But, like, he married her knowing that she didn't love him and that she was using him, basically. Like, he knew that going in. And he's like, I want you to use me. Let's get married. So I was like, I don't really have sympathy for you. And I'm more invested in, I'm definitely more invested in the journalism side of things. Like, let's take down the big corporations that are trying to stop her from revealing the truth and are using the murder. Like, trying to get her arrested for murder or trying to get people to discredit her because she's a suspect in the murder. So, like, I get that. If the show had ended, or if the show did end, with the steel company actually being the one that killed Kevin Lee, or it just actually being an accident, and then trying to manipulate it to stop her from getting the truth out, then that would have been a good ending, and I'm sure everyone would have been happy, regardless of the ship. But it seems like the husband is the one that killed Kevin. Kevin Lee is her ex-boyfriend. And he killed her, he killed him, because he thought that they were having an affair. I mean, and that seemed obvious to me from, like, the second episode, because you see him watching them in the car and, like, crying or something, and then Kevin's dead. So I was like, okay, obviously the husband did it. So then out of guilt, he's, you know, trying to get her off, because obviously she didn't do it. He knows she didn't do it, because he did it. So I get that. I'm not, like, I'm not upset about this, but I do think it's annoying, because she already has in her past, and this is also sets up that it's the husband that did it. In her past, there is this dude who killed a guy, because that guy, like, sexually assaulted her, but she told him nothing happened, and we assume, I guess, if she's telling the truth, nothing happened, but then he still went in and killed the guy, and then he went to jail. And so I'm like, that's exactly the same thing that's happening, right? She told her husband that nothing was happening with Kevin, her husband didn't believe her, and killed the guy. If only they had believed her, then they wouldn't be murderers, and we wouldn't be in this situation! but she was, like, she wasn't having an affair with Kevin, but very clearly they're, like, making out, and Kevin is, like, you know, blackmailing her and shit. So I'm like, why didn't you just tell your husband the truth? Which is that, yes, we did make out, in fact. not be like, nothing has happened. Why don't you believe me? Because it's not true. So then, of course, he's going to think more happened than what he saw. Because you're lying about what he did see. Anyway, so the metaphor does not work. That's not the same. Because, like, when she was, like, 16, some guy was like, oh, I think that guy's attacking you. I'm going to kill him. And she was like, wait, don't. Oh, okay, well, he's dead now. Jail time. As opposed to, like, she's having this, like, prolonged situation where she's not even telling her husband that she knew Kevin from the past. That he doesn't even know that that's her ex-boyfriend. She didn't even tell him that much, you know? So it's like 300 lies before he's like, I'm gonna kill this guy. And again, he shouldn't, not like I'm saying he should have killed that guy. Obviously he shouldn't have, that's his problem. But I fail to see the, like, poetic, you know, tragedy of what they tried to set up, because it's not the same. So I'm just like, all right, your husband's stupid. He married you when you didn't love him. He's dumb. And he killed this guy because he kissed you. Also dumb. I don't feel bad for him. He's stupid. So there you go.
Bit of an extreme reaction.
Yes. Yes.
So I mean, at least the first guy, like, not that it's justified, but if he thought she was sexually assaulted, I understand it a little bit more.
Right. Yeah.
It's not justified, but,
you know. Yeah, I mean, but the first one, I'm like, oh, that's, you know. And it was, like, all in, like, happened in, like, one moment. Like, he was, like, she was, like, and nothing happened. And he ran in and, like, stabbed the guy. And I was, like, okay, I understand this. I understand what's happening here. Of course, that's what she said. Maybe that's not even what happened, since she's already lying about Kevin. I can't trust anything she says. But assuming that's what happened.
Funny, you're sitting here telling us what you think is going to happen. I'm, like, dude, what's going to happen is she's manipulating all these people.
She killed everybody.
And no, she didn't do it.
No.
But she made them all do it.
Yeah, she made them all do it, yeah.
That's what I'm going to guess. So now you're going to have to come back and report.
Yeah, I will report back. If she was manipulating everyone because she thought those people needed to die, then I'd be happy. I would have a problem with that.
it's a more interesting story.
Yeah, I'd be like, good ending. But if people, like, because based on the Vicky comments anyway, I feel like people really want the main couple to get out together. And I don't have that problem because I don't feel like they ever had anything. So...
If he knew she married him when she didn't love him and she was just using him, then why would you want them together?
Yeah, right. And then, like, and he wanted kids, and then she had an abortion so she could get the anchor job, which is fine for her to do, but then they've been estranged ever since that. So I'm like, that was, like, 7 years ago. Like, y'all really got just divorced. Like, this is not...
Yeah.
We are wasting time. So.
You could have had kids with somebody else.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, why are we doing this? So, yeah.
All right, yeah. No, I totally want you to come back and report what happened now, because now I'm actually curious.
I will tell
Which
you.
Which of us is right? Or are we both completely wrong? And
right. It's something totally different.
Asinine. Yeah, out of nowhere.
Valerie. Angela knows, apparently. So.
Doing arrows and everyone dies. That's the end. Well, no, I guess I know what people were upset about, but I don't actually, like, know the character they were referring to.
Oh,
I just assumed it was, like, well, I don't want to say anything.
Right.
But, like, you could have offered to be right. It would possibly fit in with what I thought I know about.
Okay. Well,
although one of the bloggers I followed liked the ending.
Oh, okay. So. All right. Well, maybe I'll be, you know, like that person who actually liked the ending. We'll see. Of course, like a lot of times, a lot of dramas will fall by the wayside of like the female lead separate story. That's not the romance will like disappear, you know? So obviously if the her versus the steel company goes away and then there's no resolution there, then I would be mad. But not on the mystery set of things. I feel
like that's more common in rom-coms, and Misty's not a rom-com.
That's true.
Like, if in rom-coms, for whatever her story is, just sort of fall away.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it would be very bad if it fell away here, because that is the crux of the story. So, like, the romance is just, like, incidentally there. So, yeah. We'll see.
All right, Game of Thrones discussion. So, Kit Harington, I think, said that this was his favorite episode, or one of his favorite episodes, and I'm like, but why?
Yeah. He didn't even do that much in it.
I know, and it's not a good episode. A lot of people are really upset.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm okay with things I don't like happening, obviously, but I feel like many of the things that I didn't like happened for very stupid reasons, so...
Yeah, I think that's the thing. A lot of people are like, it feels like you're undoing character development now. Although, one of the people, I'm assuming part of that is that they're talking about Jaime, and I'm like, I don't know, it seems pretty obvious to me that he's going down there to kill Cersei.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's going down there to kill Cersei. But he, you know, he could have told Brienne that, but obviously, I know that they want us to think that he's undoing his character development. Like, it's purposeful that they want us to think that, even though we know that he's going to kill
Cersei. That's not really what's happening.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. and then, of course, yeah, I saw a lot of people freaking out about the Arya and Gendry thing, and I was like, it's episode 4, like, and they're both still alive, so they'll be fine in episode 6.
Well, and it's like, I mean, the minute he said it, you know, be my lady, I was like, that's not her.
Right, exactly. She's going
to
be like...
And it just goes to show to an extent he doesn't know her.
Yeah, but I also think that, like, he's not going to, like... He'd probably be like, oh, well, then I don't really care about being a lord. Because he's like, I don't know what this is about, you know?
Yeah.
So one way or the other. Either she'll be done with her list and be like, well, I guess I can go hang out at Storm's End now. Or he'll be like, let's go to Essos or whatever the fuck. I don't know what you want to do with your life. But yeah.
Because apparently she's saying she's not going back to
Winterfell. Which is rude. She didn't even say goodbye.
I know, right? Yeah, I don't know. The way that the episode started, I was like, okay, this is all going far too well.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's really happy.
Right.
Shit has to go down at some point. And I kept waiting for it. I was like, when they were in the Godswood, I was like, is the Night King gonna randomly reconstitute from the ashes?
Something's gotta happen.
I was like, something bad is gonna happen. And it did. It just didn't happen as soon as I thought it would.
Right. Yeah. That's the thing. Obviously, the Missandei thing is, like, what I'm most angry about. Because I'm just like, why didn't you just kill them with the Night King, then, in that case? I don't feel like Missandei dying to make Dany the Mad King or whatever is, like, Dany probably could have done that on her own anyway.
Yeah, they were pretty heavy-handed with the, anvils of foreshadowing all episode, because, you know, having people talk about, well, if she loses a few advisors, and it's like, well, she's already lost Jorah.
Yeah.
Who's gonna go next? And then you see Missandei take Grey Worm's hand, and I was like, well, it's one of them.
Yeah.
Like, somebody's dead by the end of this episode.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I expected, what's it called, Cersei to, like, actually just walk up and push her off. I was like, she's just gonna knock her over.
Oh my god.
I don't know what would have been worse. That would have killed her, probably.
Yeah.
I guess she could have just been crippled. But
yeah.
I was like, that was probably, but I, you know. Yeah, I was like, she's totally gonna just push her off.
Oh my god.
I was like, oh, okay. I'm not sure what's worse. I guess this is a good clean death.
But like someone brought up, like, someone was like, oh, Missandei died in chains, and I was like, I hate that. Why did you say that to me? You're so ugly.
Yeah. When they showed her in the chains, I was like, really?
Yeah.
That's a horrible, horrible thing to have done.
Yeah, and people, I love that Twitter was all like, oh yeah, that's right. This is them reminding you they wanted to do Confederate. And we wouldn't let them. I was like, well.
Terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Oops. But yeah, I just think, like, I mean, obviously Danny has plenty of advisors if you had to kill someone. It's the only woman who's not white on the entire show, full of hundreds of people. It's just Masande. But oh well. Cannot be changed.
Well, and now, okay, so Danny still has advisors, but Grey Worm's the only one who's, like, actually faithful to her.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Everyone else is questioning everything. Rightly so, to be honest.
Yes.
But it was like, the minute John was telling Sansa, I was like, oh, this is gonna go badly.
Like, why did he think that was a good idea? Yeah. So funny, it was like, like, Danny's like, don't tell anybody. He's like, okay. But I have to tell Arya and Sansa. He's like, don't tell anybody. So I was like, well, I have to tell Tyrion. Tyrion's like, gotta tell Varys. Varys suddenly like, breaking news, Westeros. It seems we have a new candidate.
Yeah. Because, you know, what Dany was saying was true. Is like, it doesn't matter if he, how many times. Like, I told Matt, because he's like, but he doesn't want it. And I'm like, it's Mary, Queen of Scots, and Elizabeth the First. Right. It doesn't matter that Mary didn't want the English throne. She just wanted to be safe and living in Scotland. She's a threat because people keep rallying to her cause because they didn't want Elizabeth. And that, so they had to kill her.
Yeah.
So, yeah, either Dany's going to decide she has to kill Jon, or no, Dany's going to die. Danny is 100% gonna die. I've thought that since the beginning, but now I'm like, yeah,
Danny's definitely gonna die. I saw like a theory or something. Like someone was like, oh, well, I guess I won't say it because I don't know how much it's influenced by like leaks or not. But I do think that there has to be. I feel like there has to be like they have to reconstitute Westeros in some way. You know, I don't feel like they can have an Iron Throne because. Like, Dany being queen is not going to work out because we've already seen she's got the Mad King tendencies or whatever. Like, they're already setting her up to fail. But then I don't feel like Jon being the king makes sense either because he's not very good at it. He's a very cool guy. He's a very cool guy, but he's not good at ruling.
I honestly think, which is funny because I would like to say this, but I honestly think Varys really does have good intentions and he really means it when he cares about the people. But at the same time, Jon would be very easily for him and others to manipulate.
Exactly.
The way he says that Dany could. It's the same thing. It's like, yeah, but you could too.
Yeah. Yeah. Jon is very easily manipulated. And he's a very nice boy, but yeah. They would get, like, invaded or, like, betrayed or whatever so fast. And then it's just, like they already said themselves, like, the people in Westeros, like, don't care who's ruling them, you know? Like, they certainly don't care if it's, like, the person sitting on the Iron Throne and then, like, all seven kingdoms are just beholden to them for whatever reason. Whereas, we see in the North that the North cares very deeply about it because they know the people that are ruling them. So if you had the people, you know, like elected people, or not really elected, but you know what I'm saying, like everyone is ruling themselves, then everyone would care more about their politics.
It'd be a little bit more invested.
Yes.
Because it's actually directly influencing or affecting them.
Right.
Yeah.
So that is what I feel.
Democracy comes to Westeros.
Exactly. Ooh. Democracy comes to Westeros. Because isn't that what Dany said she wanted to do? She wanted to end tyrants, and yet...
And that's the most annoying thing about her character, because it's like, is she really just supposed to be that, like, unaware of her own... It's like, you say you want these things, except that you're becoming exactly what you say you don't want.
Yeah.
And insisting on it, and it's like, no, nobody owes you anything.
Yeah. I feel like this
is... because you were born.
Yeah, this is, like, the issue of them, like, cramming the whole end of it in six episodes, where there's something like, all that character development that we maybe thought would happen one day, we're just gonna do it now. You know? So I was like, oh, okay, someone just flipped the switch, and now Dany's crazy. Like, the seeds are there to have that storyline, but then they were just like, and now they've blossomed. Now it's a tree.
Yeah. Whereas if they were basing it on... actual books like that were already out, they would feel obliged to hit a few more notes and so take a few more episodes to do it,
right?
Because they don't have the books. It's the same thing that a lot of people had that complaint about the last season, or the last two seasons, really.
Yeah, where they're like barreling through plot points.
Yeah, as soon as you got past where the books were, it was like, okay, we can just hit all the plot points. And it's like, remember when people were complaining that it was too slow at times? It was like, hey, can we get that back?
Yeah, right. Let's bring it back.
Because this is a bit too fast and we're missing things.
But, like, speaking of, like, being slow or whatever, like, when I was sitting there watching, Grey Worm be, like, the living, like, angry emoji for 30 minutes. I was like, any other season, or, like, previous seasons, like, they would at least be a plan that they would devise to try to get Missandei out of there, you know? Like, yes, there's the let's talk to Cersei plan, but then there's also the, like, let's try to break into the castle plan and get Missandei out plan. Yeah. And that can still fail, but at least do something. Don't just stand there, like...
You don't usually see them giving up that easily. Yeah. Yeah, and they very much just give up.
It was so strange.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It just felt like an episode. It didn't, like, I wasn't really invested in a lot of it.
Right.
Although, I do think it just goes to show, like, I'm sad about Missandei,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, it just goes to show that I've really detached myself, because I'm like, I haven't cared that much about the test. Except for, I'm sad about Rhaegal. I was so annoyed. I was like, how did nobody think, hey, maybe they'd think this is exactly where we're going to go
mm-hmm.
and be waiting for us. Nobody, like, even if they thought that's where they had to go because they didn't really have another place to, like,
yeah,
or to base themselves from, they should have been prepared for something to have been there. And they just were like, woo, party, we're still so excited. And it was like, oh, wait, there's this whole other fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just, I don't even, what's the, it just shows, like, it's like, it shows, like, Dany's, like, poor planning, but also, like, the writers are kind of just like, eh, let's make it happen kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like with Gendry, whose bastard last name was suddenly Rivers. I was like, Gendry was born in King's Landing, his last name is Waters. It's not that difficult. It's literally a Wikipedia entry. What is Gendry's last name? Waters. Thank you.
I was like, that doesn't sound right to me. I was like, he's on the ocean. Like, yeah. There's no
river. Anyway, it's fine.
Yeah. That, I've seen a lot of people getting mad about that one because they're like, that's just the easiest, stupidest mistake to make, and nobody thought of that.
Yeah.
Nobody on your show knows enough about these books to have been like, wait a minute, that's not right.
Yep. No.
Sigh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, I went from being super excited after last episode to now I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm a little worried about how it's going to end now. I'm like,
yeah.
Maybe they're not going to do a very good job of this.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I'm trying to imagine, like, various scenarios, and I'm like, don't know what would be satisfying. Especially now that the Night King is just done. And, like, someone said, like, the problem with this episode is that they have to make dumb everyone down enough to make Cersei a legitimate threat. Because, like, Cersei was, like, not a threat at all when the season started. Yeah. It's like, well, we've got dragons. We all know the Night King is the real threat, you know? So it's just, yeah, like, get rid of the Night King and then burn Cersei. Done, you know. But now they're like, no, we have to make it a real situation. So Daenerys has to be crazy, and no one else can trust her, and Jon has to be very stupid all the time. But like, I don't know. Like, even at the end there, I was like, why suddenly can Drogon not, like, you know, like when they were fighting even the battle with the White Walkers, they could just fly through and, like, burn only the White Walkers, and somehow friendly fire wasn't happening. You know what I mean? It's like, why can't they do that now? Why can't Drogon just fly above Cersei and burn her and some of her guards and not Missandei? Like, put Missandei on his back, burn the others, we're done. Like, no one else has to die.
If he flies directly over the things, they can't shoot it up.
Mm-hmm.
They can only move around, so they have to have, like, at least a 90-degree angle, I think,
mm-hmm.
like, to shoot. So they can't, you know, because it was like, dude, all you had to do was wait for a cloudy day.
Yeah.
Fly over the clouds and then drop out of the sky.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know where you're coming from, which looks like what's happening, like, in the preview for next episode.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like that might actually be happening. I was like, okay, well, at least they did finally think of that.
Yeah, I mean, it's gotta... because if they got rid of the last dragon, then what would they do?
then they're definitely screwed. They got no chance.
Yeah.
I still think Drogon's gonna die by the end of the season.
Definitely. There won't be dragons anymore by the end. I totally agree with that.
Which is going to be sad, because I'm like, oh, apparently I care about the dragons.
I see you do care about the dragons.
And Ghost.
Poor Ghost.
And got
And John was like, screw you.
He didn't even, like, pet him or take a bite or anything. He's like, hey, Tormund, you can take him.
It was super sad. It was super sad. Poor Tormund, too.
Do we think that was a real goodbye to all of those characters that, like, you really saw him saying goodbye to?
No.
No.
I mean, a lot of them are just staying in Winterfell, right?
Yeah.
So, like, Sam and Gilly. Except for Tormund and the Wildlings. Yeah, Tormund maybe. Tormund and the Wildlings maybe, because... But I feel like we're still going to have, like, an epilogue where we see, like, what the relationship is between the Wildlings and the, you know, North or the rest of those. So I'm sure that we'll at the very least see them again in the epilogue. But I still feel like something else will happen in the North in the next two episodes, you know? At the very least, we'll see the characters who are still in Winterfell. But maybe the Wildlings not until the epilogue. We'll see.
Yeah. And in the trailer, was that they showed the Citadel, yeah?
Yeah.
So it looked like Euron was going there. Is he like gonna attack Old Town? Like, I was like, what's going on?
Maybe he went to like find out what to do about the dragons or something. Like, what's another way to kill dragons? This one did not work. Let's go go to the library and check it out.
Somebody read a book.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't know.
Besides Sam.
Oh, Sam. Oh, yeah, and I'm so happy at least that Sam, that Gilly's pregnant. Yeah, I was like, aw, that's adorable.
And he's trying to be like, well, it was cold and there was not a lot to do. It was like, I think he knows how it happened.
When a man and a woman love each other. Thank you, Sam.
That was great.
Yeah. It was very cute. I'm trying to think, I don't know, it's just so much. Oh, I was like, when Missandei's, like, final word was Dracarys, I was like, Drogon's not gonna listen to you. I know that she was telling Dany to burn them or whatever, but I thought it was, like, I don't like it, because, again, it's like, she's like, yes, please use my death to fuel your vengeance. That's what I want. This is my purpose. And I was like, okay.
I guess it was in a way to show us that, like, the people who have, at this point, the people who have been with Dany since the beginning may be blinded to the issues. Because obviously Grey Worm is not...
Yeah, he's not going to be worried.
I will do everything for you. I will burn everything to the ground. And it's like, that's not the ideal answer.
Right.
We'd like to, like, not kill a lot of innocent people, please. That would be better. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I guess that's it. That's, like, the people that have always been there are like, she's the best. And then when we were with the people who were always with her, we were also like, she's the best. And then we got, you know, elsewhere. And suddenly it's like, maybe she's not the best. Although I don't like that the show keeps trying to, like, pull her down to say that John is the best. I'm like, that's not correct. John's not the one that's the best. John's not the best
either. John's pretty freaking stupid. So...
Yeah, exactly. He's gentle but dumb.
Yeah. I'm not sure he's the answer that Westeros needs either.
Right. Gendry. Yeah. King Gendry.
Gendry can be the answer. Gendry and Arya. There we go.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, see, right? You're supposed to be people who don't want power. Arya don't want it. Perfect. Perfect candidate.
There you go. And Sansa in the North. It's yes. Great.
Exactly. Yeah. Done. I did love all the tweets about Sansa's group chat. And we had so happy. We were like, don't tell anybody. Sansa opens a group chat.
That's hilarious. It was like, oh, she's obviously going to tell everybody, John, you're a fucking moron. Oh, I've seen a lot of people complaining that about the conversation that Sansa and the Hound had, where she basically is like, well, if I hadn't been raped, I wouldn't be the person I am today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like you could take it two ways. Like, if you were, like, good intentions, then it's like, oh, I don't regret what's happened to me because it's made me who I am, just period, you know? But then bad intentions, it's like D&D saying, we did the right thing because without the horrible things we did to Sansa that don't actually happen to her in the book, then she wouldn't have grown into this awesome woman that she is now. We made her this way, you know? Like, as backstory kind of situation. It was like, no. You guys are the worst. You're still the worst. She probably would have been just fine if Ramsay hadn't raped her. probably still would be smart. At a certain
point, she was going to have to grow up anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. And she was already, like, I mean, like, she was on the way to growing up. Like up to Littlefinger. Up through Littlefinger, then I'm like, you know.
Yeah.
She was already, after learning from Littlefinger, she probably would have figured out what to do. Then, I guess the only thing that Ramsay did was make her realize that she can't rely on Littlefinger either. You know? Which I'm sure she could have figured out eventually, because Littlefinger is a snake. But...
But, the only person she could rely on is herself. Mm-hmm. I've only read through the books once, and now it's been so long. And I listen to them more than anything.
Right.
But so she is with Littlefinger. She's just not, because I know she doesn't marry Ramsay. It was the fake Jane.
Yeah, fake. Jane Poole is the one, and Jane Poole is pretending to be Arya.
Oh.
Not even
right.
Sansa. But yes. Yeah, so in the book, Sansa is still with Littlefinger in the Eyrie. And she is still pretending to be Elaine Stone. Littlefinger's bastard daughter. Yeah, she's Littlefinger's bastard daughter in the books. And he is planning to marry her. She's supposed to, like, seduce Harry the heir, who is next in line for the Eyrie after Robin, after her cousin. So the plan is that she will marry Harry. And then at the wedding, she will reveal herself to be Sansa Stark. And then the Veil will be like, Sansa! And fight for her. So that's where they're at.
What did you think of her actually revealing everything? Because, like, I liked in the inside of the episode, I was like, oh, that does make sense that she's learned from Littlefinger.
Yeah.
And she knows exactly what telling Tyrion will
I mean, I think it make I think it makes sense. Like, she doesn't trust Daenerys, and she, like, Tyrion even said, like, you know, it's not going to be good if the Starks in the North are not getting along with the Queen in the South, right? And yeah. So I think that Sansa is like, I'm going to put Jon on the throne. That's what I think she wants to do, because I don't know what else, you know, what other reason she would have to tell Tyrion. She knows that she already sees that Tyrion is afraid of Dany, apparently, right? Like, that's what the scene was like. She was like, oh, well, you're scared of her, clearly. So, that means that if you know that there's a better option, then maybe you will take that better option. And I'm sure she knows that he will tell Varys, and then Varys will get a megaphone. So.
Because, yes, Varys will. He has his little birds still, I'm sure, all around.
And yes.
He can use them. He can do it quietly.
Yeah.
Spread the word.
Which reminds me, it's very easy for me, to forget that Varys enslaves children and cuts out their tongues, because he's like, ah, the good of the realm. I love the realm so much. I'm like,
He didn't really do that in the
show. In the show, he doesn't do that. Yeah, exactly. In the books, that's what he does.
He's a much more sympathetic character in the show.
In the show, he's like, God, peace, love, and the pursuit of happiness. That's what I want for the realm.
Even if it means my death.
Yes. Pure of heart.
He's so great. No.
But yeah,
it's weird because, like, last week I was like so energized, and this week I'm just kind of like, okay.
Yeah.
That was an episode. That happened.
I feel you on this.
Yeah. I'm very wary, and I've seen other people saying that. So
yeah.
They're very wary of where this is going.
At least you've only got 2 more weeks, right?
Maybe this is a good thing. Let's get it over with. Let's just rip off the Band-Aid. Let's
2 more weeks before it's all over. And I really hope that this inspires George R. Martin to actually, you know, put out his next book so he can be like, it was going to be so much better. But we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
He says that there are 3 of the prequels. I shouldn't say prequels, because we don't know that they're all prequels.
Right.
3 of the other series are moving forward.
Oh my goodness.
I wonder how much, like, help you will be giving them, because it feels like they'll need a lot. I mean, I know it won't be Benioff and Weiss, so I guess it depends on them.
Yeah, maybe they'll get better showrunners.
Yeah. Who can say the names of the characters right? Because I swear to God, those inside the episodes.
Yes! I was like, what is happening?
You've been on the show for how many years, and you can't say the fucking characters' names right?
Mm-hmm.
The way that they both say Miss Andy in 2 different ways in the episode, or in this, like, in the way of the episode, and it's not the way that they say it in the show.
Yeah.
I don't understand what's happening.
I was like, no wonder they couldn't treat her right. They don't even know what her name is. They're like, that one, Daenerys' friend. Tisk tisk.
Oh well. I guess we'll see. I feel like I'm already divesting myself a little bit of it. Like maybe I'm taking a step back. Maybe I'm not sure what I feel right now. Yeah.
Understandable.
Yeah. And I don't even know what I ideally want to happen.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Literally my only thing that I have at this point is like I'm gonna go back to as long as Arya too. As long as Arya and Sansa are alive. Done. Done. That's it.
Nothing
else. All I got. I have nothing else.
Yeah.
But really, Sansa. If I have to pick one, I'll be Sansa. Everything else, you know, whatever. Jaime can die killing Cersei.
Because he probably will.
Yep.
Yeah.
Again, Grey Worm can also die killing Cersei. I mean, they feel like it's like Arya, Grey Worm, and Jaime all trying to kill Cersei next episode. Just to
and one
stand
goes
up.
Down after the other until one of them finally kills her.
Yeah. Or they like
because they all die in the attempt.
Yes.
Possible.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. All
right. Well.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's it.
That's that on that.
we will see what happens in the next 2 weeks.
Yep.
Maybe. Hopefully, we'll be a bit more enthusiastic about the next couple. Of
hopefully, episodes. Yeah. I wonder who wrote this episode. Maybe that's part of it.
It was Benioff and Weiss.
Oh, okay. Did they write all the remaining ones, or just?
I don't know. I know they wrote the last one, and they wrote this one.
Okay.
I find out when it comes up on the credits.
Smart. Smart.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for joining us for another Pop a la Carte. As always, you can find news, reviews, interviews, etc. on withanexit.com. And as I mentioned last time, or two episodes ago, because of the split, I guess. Anyway, I just did a Shield set visit, so those interviews will be coming up because that is back on Friday, May 10th. And
so close.
Yeah. So follow us at withanexit on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram, and With an Accent TV on YouTube, and at Pop a la Carte Pod on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for joining us. Bye.
Bye.